On 7 November 1944, 3 days after my 21st birthday, the Sea Runner entered Makati Bay. After passing familiar islets, she dropped anchor off Puvuvu's steel pier. I was surprised at how good Puvuvu looked after the desolation of Peleliu. We picked up our gear and debarked shortly. On the beach, we walked over to one of several tables set up nearby. There I saw, of all things, an American Red Cross girl. She was serving grapefruit juice in small paper cups. Some of my buddies looked at the Red Cross woman sullenly, sat on their helmets, and waited for orders. But together with several other men, I went over to the table where the young lady handed me a cup of juice, smiled, and said she hoped I liked it. I looked at her with confusion as I took the cup and thanked her. My mind was so benumbed by the shock and violence of Peleliu that the presence of an American girl on Puvuvu seemed totally out of context. I was bewildered. "What the hell is she doing here?" I thought. "She's got no more business here than some damn politician." As we filed past to board trucks, I resented her deeply. Next to a table, counting off the men to board the trucks, stood a brand spanking new boot second lieutenant. He was so obviously fresh from the States and Officers Canada School that his khakis were new, and he wasn't even suntanned. As I moved slowly by the table, he said, "Okay, sonny, move out." Since my enlistment in the Marine Corps, I had been called about everything imaginable, printable and unprintable. But fresh off Peleliu, I was unprepared for Sonny. I turned to the officer and stared at him blankly. He returned my gaze and seemed to realize his mistake. He looked hurriedly away. My buddy's eyes still carried that vacant, hollow look typical of men recently out of the shock of battle. Maybe that's what the young lieutenant saw in mine, and it made him uncomfortable. The trucks sped past neat tent areas, much improved since we had last seen Puvuvu. We arrived at our familiar camp area to find numerous self-conscious replacements sitting and standing in and around the tents. We were the old men now. They appeared so relaxed and innocent of what lay ahead of us that I felt sorry for them. We took off our packs and settled into our tents. In the best way we could, we tried to unwind and relax.